This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So we have me, we have Cy Young, and Cy, we're from
Gangnam Style.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Not Gangnam Style.
Yes, because I was with him, so I was like, how are you with Cy? I wasn't there.
And we have all the old Indian corn from Thanksgiving, putting in the microwave, trying to make exciting popcorn.
Poppy.
Yes. And hopefully make a popcorn so big. Cy Young, throw like a baseball striker.
By oh, no.
Imagine the dips and dives of a big popcorn.
Oh, no.
So this is the plan going in. I'm just establishing this is what we were trying to do.
May I ask, and I don't want to derail the story, may I ask, what were you going to use for the bet?
So
what kind of food item?
Part of what I was hoping, see, this is the problem, is that the corn is definitely going to have to get bigger because these corns are little corns just from the centerpiece. Mm. So to make the big...
From the cornucopia.
Yes. So to make the big, the giant popcorn, the corn itself would have to enlarge as well. And this is where I'm kind of looking at Siler being like, there must be something... You can do here.
Well, one of us has powers and one of us just has...
I'm not saying it. I'm just hoping like when the time comes, you'll be like, okay, maybe we biggin we can use some of our powers here, but like I don't have powers and neither does Cy Young, but Siler does. I'm like, maybe some of us can use our powers and make these things so big.
Yeah.
And so maybe the corn as well is a big bet. If you can imagine
that. I see.
And so it's very on theme. It's very clean.
Wow. Hitting the popcorn with itself. Very poetic.
Yes. And so the whole, it's just like very tight. It's all wrapped up nicely in a bow.
The cob's the bat. The kernel's the ball.
Yes.
Incredible haze.
And so then this is set up to say this is the plan. This is what the whole, at the end of this is what we're going to have big corn bat, big corn ball.
Oh, amazing.
But I hit the button that says, cook it.
No.
And I'm expecting the beep, and there is no beep.
I know where this is going. Yes. Oh, no.
And so I'm saying, what is happening? What happened to the microwave? And then I hear, beep, but it's behind me. And I turn around, and it's Siler. And he's like, oh, what? I didn't do anything. Yeah, you did, actually. You took the microwave's powers.
Oh, hey.
Because this is
Siler.
What he does. He is stealing other people's powers.
Well, he's like Rogue.
And it does work for machines.
Well, he's like Rogue. Or like Sydney on Legion. I thought you were going to say, when I said I know where this is going, I thought you were going to say it was all happening in Legion's mind.
So it is confusing, more and more confusing to me lately, what is happening and what is in Legion's mind.
Yeah. No, I've had the same thing because... As you know, I have a new hobby, bow hunting.
Yeah.
I've taken up bow hunting at the urging of Engineer Cody. He said, let's get out in the woods. It's me, it's him, it's Bo Jackson. And you know, we'll...
The most dangerous game. Mm-hmm. You're hunting Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could run like a deer. So he sets off running like a deer. And we'll fire these arrows away. And a lot of times I'll think, oh no, I hit Bo Jackson. And as I go to inspect the wound, I'm sucked through the wound into just like a jacuzzi or something. And then I go, okay, that was in Legion's mind. Oh, great, Legion. Way to go. So it's frustrating. I have to say that. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's Header Guide to King, but I'm a
guide. We have been going online.
Oh, no. We have.
We've been looking at posts. Some of them are good. The rest of them are very good. We love the posts online.
What you're doing out there, if you're one of these online guys, me and Hayes are loving what you got going on.
And so, but this is a thing. There's a situation that we've been hearing about from some of our online friends, a problem that they sometimes have. And so this is a scenario. Okay, you're getting ready to post online. And you have an idea for a post that is bad. It's a bad post idea.
Mm.
But you have to post it.
I'm getting there. I'm there.
The idea of not posting it is unacceptable. You have to post.
Well, you've had this idea. It's come to you. It's maybe a rhyme. It's maybe some sort of word that sounds like another word, but you're plugging it into a word that it sounds like. It's maybe you're going to say a word that people know, and then you're going to say more like, and then you're going to say another word that people know. And as you have this idea, you go, this has to be out there. Like, I can't keep it in my head. I'll go insane like Legion did.
It has to, yes, it has to be posted. People say, like, well, why don't you just not share this idea with people? No, the idea has to be posted because you had it.
But how do you let people know that you know it's not that good?
Yes. So this is the question now. It is bad, but you don't want to be punished for it being bad. So you have to let people know, like, I know this is bad. Well, I'm just posting it.
Yes. So what we've come up with here is a gambit. And it sort of affects a double whammy, where if someone doesn't think this is bad, the thing you post,
great,
they get to enjoy it. But if someone does think it's bad, they actually think, oh, this guy's so smart, he knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Because what you do is, and we'll just come up with an example right now, and I'm staring, of course, a glass of water, and so I'll say, glass of water, more like ass of daughter. And then
I think that is good. So let's pretend that is bad.
Yeah.
Just for an example, pretend that's a bad
post. I'm able
to
come up with a very good sort of pedophile incest joke. You know, off the top of my head, I don't know where this stuff comes from. It comes from my brain. Pretend it was bad. Glass of water, more like ass of daughter. Can I just post that online? You look at it, you go, no, I can't, because some people might think it's bad. So what if I do glass of water, more like ass of daughter, I'll show myself out.
Or something like you are pretending like you think it's good, like please RT, or like a little joke like that. Like
send the Pulitzer to
yes. Or it's a very, people don't do this as much anymore, but like I'll be here all week, tip your waitresses, something like that. Like,
as if they're doing a stand-up. And one other thing you can do is go, hey, I know it's bad, but who gives a fuck? None of this matters. So you'll go like, you'll go like, glass of water, more like glass of daughter. Is anyone even reading this thing anymore?
Yes. Or that exact thing. Or like, by the way, we're all dying.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Yeah. We're all going to be dead in 20 years. This site's not important. You know?
Yeah.
That is really cool because it's kind of an existential, above it all, knowing wink at mortality. And it's also what might be a pretty good joke.
Yes.
Of a word that sounds like another word.
And the important thing is you posted.
Yes.
You did it.
You've got it. And if people like it, great. And if they don't like it, well, neither do you. You just said it in the thing. So
it's, have a plan. Have these tools in your toolkit so you can be constantly posting, but you have these little exit strategies. It's like a disaster preparedness
I thought of another one.
Yes, good. I could see you think of it.
I thought of another one. You know, headphones, more like bread phones, and then you go, I'm sorry.
Yes. In parentheses, I'm sorry, or something like that. Like, I know it's so.
Sorry, I hate me too.
Yes.
You know?
That's a post.
Now you've posted. Now you've primed the pump.
Now we're really posting.
For a post that could come out later. And if later you want to post again, you don't have anything good, you got 6 or 7 of these things in the chamber. You could just roll right through them.
Yes, and by the time you get to the last one, you can go back and do the original ones again.
Yeah, it's true. And so this is just a failsafe. I don't see enough people using this.
Yes.
It's a great technique because sometimes I see people post a bad post and you can tell they just didn't know about this move. And I would say to extend beyond just posting online, you can use a strategy like this in your life or in your art, as it were, and never be held fully accountable for anything you say, being good or bad or funny or nice or mean or cool or lame, because you just put a very thin layer of character, paper thin, of character over it and go like, oh, I was being a character. I was being sarcastic.
And so
and you never stop.
Then if you say something that's bad and dumb, you say, oh, that guy was saying it was that thing that was so dumb.
I was in character. I was doing an impression of someone who
might say something.
I thought
of something bad like on purpose.
I'll give you a crazy
or
example.
Here's an unoriginal thought. Oh, well, that's my character is very unoriginal.
Yes, yes.
Or
here's a wrong opinion.
Yes.
Well, no, I was playing a character.
Yes.
Who had a wrong opinion.
Yes. And then you can't get in trouble with the person you were talking about.
That's exactly right. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you had a podcast. So you're doing a podcast with your friend and you want to make fun of, I don't know, a certain style of tweet. So what you'll do is you'll go into the podcast and you'll go like, hey, I'm hosting the podcast, but it's very clear you're being like a fake guy. And then you'll just say like, oh, I really like this tweet or whatever, you know? And then if you know somebody who does these all the time.
And they come to you.
And they go and like, hey, are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of my shit? And you go like,
no!
Dude, I'm not serious on that show. Like, I'm like doing a fucking thing.
Yeah. And then like, you should come on.
Oh, yeah. Instantly invite them on. You have to. They're not going to come. So, that's, you know, you're doing it wrong, hashtag post on Twitter, and that's the addition of that. So it was a segment after all. Woo, we got to do the guests now.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
So, you know, it's me and Dean Kane. And Herman Kane. And Howard Dean and Charisma Carpenter. And we're squeezing this fire hydrant, try to pop the top off of it, you know?
So hot.
Because, yeah, well, it's so hot, but also Lepcon Toast is gold is inside there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Hell's Kitchen. We're 13. It's 1965. And we could use a little extra scratch and also a little extra cool
something
down.
Something to beat the heat.
We got to beat the heat. And so we're squeezing it as hard as we can. And at one point, Dean says, maybe we're going about this all wrong. And I disagree. You know?
Sure, yeah.
And it's a stalemate, right? Because what are we going to do? Like, obviously, Howard Dean takes my side. Obviously, Herman Cain is going to side with his brother. So at that point, it's like, all right, Charisma's the tiebreaker. But she had, you know, you remember she had that mouth surgery.
Yes.
So she can't even vote, really.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way for her to
She was trying to draw it.
She's squeezing so hard at the same time.
She was trying to draw it with her back foot in the dirt a little bit. But it wasn't conclusive.
Yeah. How is the squeezing work? Are you all squeezing at once? Or is someone squeezing and then you're kind of squeezing them?
No, we are stacked up on top of each other.
Okay.
So we're all
each squeezing
arms
a
out.
Different part
in,
of the fire
I mean, ironically for Dean, I guess, in sort of a Superman pose.
Right.
We're totally flat out on the ground, like, and then on each other's back, squeezing so that it's getting a squeeze all the way up like a totem pole.
Yeah.
And, right when Dean's about to get so mad that he's going to catch a big punch, pop, off comes the top of the friggin' fire hydrant.
Okay. And now what?
No water, no gold. You know what's inside? Oil.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry
we call showbiz. What up? What up?
Cool Op is on the show.
You know it.
We look.
Hey.
Some people
yep.
might want to say, oh, you had wild horses last week. You have Cool Out this week. You're just so getting people.
Yeah.
You're getting people that are about to record their own episode.
Oh, right, right, right.
Do not say this to your friends. You do not stop saying this.
Please don't spread that rumor
that people are already in the studio to do their own thing, so they're just coming by to do your show at the same time.
It implies that the show has reached a point that we just rely on someone to be scheduled near us in order to have any guests whatsoever. When actually, these are the guests that we actually want to have. So please don't say that anymore.
Stop saying this.
And I know Cody's the one who started that rumor. Engineer Cody, speak up and answer for your lies.
It's either me or... what were you saying again? Sorry. I don't know.
Coop.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome.
In case I feel like you're trying to communicate something to me.
We're saying that if you were thinking of telling your friends that, oh, yeah, I'm going to do Hollywood Handbook because I'm already going to be in the studio. Or if someone at home were saying that to their friends about us, oh, Coop came in to do Hollywood Handbook because she was already going to be in the studio, do Who Charted. People have to stop saying this for their own sake. Yes.
Stop.
People have to freeze.
Enough. Citizens arrest.
I freeze you.
Yes. Frankie, relax.
Frankie, relax.
Frankie, relax. Finally, somebody gets it.
Guys, you want me to be here, though, right? There's just a lot of gray that I'm kind of sifting through, and I just want to make sure that I am your ideal guest.
Cool Up, as live sang on the prequel album to Throwing Copper, their smash breakout hit, there's a beauty in the color gray. They had a song called The Beauty of Gray, and when these sort of black and white lines mix and we don't necessarily draw these hard boundaries anymore, Trump.
Yeah.
We find that there's actually something beautiful in living in this gray. So I wouldn't shy away from sifting through that. I'd do what Ed told us to do, you know, and I would just steer into the gray.
Oh, wow. Be in the fog?
Yeah. It's easy to be scared of it, but it's also a cop-out kind of.
Okay.
Right? Don't you agree?
To be afraid of what I can't see.
To be so scared? Yeah, it's easy to be scared. But being brave is actually very hard.
It's like being brave is brave.
Yeah. Being brave is a kind of braveness. Bravery, for sure.
Here's something I actually came up with.
Oh, boy.
Because being brave is not never feeling scared.
Oh.
It's feeling very scared of everything.
You came up with that.
And doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And then what you're doing, is listening to that song, Beauty of Gray.
Speaking of braveness,
or something,
speaking of braveness, bajillion.
Before you start on me, I just want to say that I checked your availabilities, both of you. Both of your availabilities.
Seems like the kind of thing that would get
that's interesting. Well, I was not going to talk about this.
No.
Wow. So what she's bringing up is.
But since Cool Up seems to want to talk about it, yes, a lot of people have been on this show.
Yes.
Bajillion dollar properties.
Basically, everyone I know from this town.
Yes. And a lot of people I don't.
Oh, yes. A lot of people I've never seen and hope to never see again have been on Bajillion. Strangers to me. Freaks.
Freaks.
Total freaks.
Oh.
It is a bit of a parade of freaks. That's on purpose.
It's like a freak parade.
You know, I think it's brave.
That's brave.
That's brave because I'm scared of freaks, but I do it anyway.
Okay, so you don't want to be in my show, and it's an insult that I even checked your availability.
How? What is happening when my availability gets checked that it's a secret from me?
Well, first...
Who'd you check with? Hayes? He doesn't want to help me.
First week, I wrote your names down on the whiteboard. People, let's look for things for them to do. I had some ideas for you because your, I don't know, your je ne sais quoi, both of your je ne sais quoi, I think fits very much in the world that I've created.
Okay.
And you
like
guys
freak wranglers.
Yes. Yeah, I could see us with a big long net like the dog catchers in those old cartoons and we're running around trying to capture the freaks.
throw them in the back of the paddy wagon.
That's not quite what my show is. It's about like real estate in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but it's about freaks doing it.
Well, no. That's just sort of a product of casting, but that's not... I just don't want people listening to the show to think that that's what the show is, which is Freak Wranglers.
Yeah.
On CISO.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be interesting for if there was another season to finally catch some of these freaks and lock them up where they belong?
I mean, I think it's certainly a choice. I don't know. I think it's, you brought up Trump. I think it gets a little
too
close.
You think being a freak is a choice? You don't think people are born that way?
Well, I mean, if like you listen to another amazing recording Raise. Artist.
Oh.
Okay, Gaga.
Gah,
oh, I thought freak, corn freak on a leash.
Ah,
that's what I'm too, doing, dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get him on that leash. Throw him in the paddy wagon.
But since you bring this up,
yes,
last time you came on, we were talking about charts. You love charts.
You're a chart maniac. Yeah. And every time I see you, it's like, hey, have you seen the latest chart? And like, I've got all these charts with me. Will you read them with me?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I'm like sort of like in my car, right? And I'm like, the light just turned green. I got to go. But you're on the corner trying to shove these charts up against my windshield.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
Star
so,
charts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
homes,
the truth.
Yeah, you know.
Charts of their homes.
Charts of their homes.
Charts, yeah.
Their box office mojo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm charting that.
Oh, yes. Top 5 stars box office mojo.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's Boffo at the BO?
Is what I say to you as you speed away rudely.
Hey, that's just my brand. I can't let people see me be friendly to you on the corner that I got to be friendly to everybody.
And if I died going fast, don't cry for me because I was happy. And Paul Walker actually said that. I saw it on a bumper sticker. I did. I said, don't be sad. Because he was happy.
This is going to bum me out.
He just said, don't be sad.
I mean, it makes me want to just throw on some live, that first album, the one before Throwing Copper. And
what
just sort of zone
that
out.
One.
Yeah, what was that
what
one?
What was that one?
There's something
the
about
prequel.
Like a beaver dam or something.
Mm.
And was something like that.
Yeah. Are you guys excited for Fate of the Furious?
Am I excited? No, I'm scared and I'm going to do it anyway. Because that's bravery
Brave.
To me. Because I'm terrified
Brave.
Of that movie. First of all, they're so loud.
Louder than John Wick? John Wick 2.
Oh, okay. That was the loudest movie.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was according to Andrew from our forums.
Sup, Andrew?
I saw him.
Hi, Andrew.
I saw him once and I said, what did you do? He was in LA from England. And he said, oh, I went to see John Wick. And I said, how was it? And he went, bring earplugs. It's quite loud. I said, oh, this seems like the wrong movie for you. Like your personality doesn't match with even seeing this movie.
So chart we did last time.
Yes.
Was 5 shows that never even had us on them before.
That's right. It's coming back to me now.
Yes, that chart. Yes,
yes,
the
yes.
Top shows that don't want to have us on because they're scared and they're not brave enough to do it anyway.
And some of those shows,
uh-huh.
Never Not Funny. Scarboroughs. What else?
Oh,
Spontaneous.
Spont is off the list.
Wow.
Only Spont.
All the others have remained on the list.
Only Spont had the fucking stones.
The huevos.
To bring on the bad boys. And it was a huge episode for him. And his show's actually doing really well now. Mm-hmm. And Paul has been able to keep doing the show.
Blast off, she'll go to the moon.
Yeah.
Well, that's strange because it's like you get to be brave and you get a huge Hollywood Handbook bump, why wouldn't you do it?
A lot of people are scared of success.
Yeah.
Oh.
What you realize is you think, oh, this person's scared of failing. It's like, well, no, what's scarier to them is succeed.
Oh, now people are paying attention.
Failing can be pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. They're worried about the evil eye.
For somebody like Pardo, that can be pretty comfortable for him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's familiar. And for somebody like Paul, who wants to really challenge himself and see what else is out there on the moon, perhaps, when he skyrockets a show there by having the bad boys in.
And that is what happened? That is what happened?
What happened? The show got on the moon?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Ask him.
Yeah, ask him. If he can hear you. In space, no one can hear you, ask if your show's on the moon.
You guys are making a statement, and so I'm just following up to see if that's just, you know, conjecture or if that was within our reality.
Well, that is what he said to us right after. He said, well, welcome to the moon.
Yeah, and if you take a look at Scarborough.
Looking, yes.
And those guys, there's a whole campaign of Burger King ads right now, and they're only in one of them.
Oh, wow.
And you gotta wonder if we had been on that show once.
Would they have been on all of them?
Would they have been in two or three?
All the Burger King commercials.
Todd Fasten, get out of here.
Yeah. So let's kick that guy to the curb.
Put at least one Sklar in that.
Mm-hmm.
With the other guy that looks like Todd.
Let's unfasten Todd.
And they only get one burger each in the ad that they are doing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
And they can't tell which deal is better. One of them has glasses, and he still can't tell which deal is better. And then he offers the other one his glasses, which I don't
think it's brave of Burger King to do Verite commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a pretty hip restaurant.
Oh, you call it a restaurant. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of Sean's sort of theory of the world, which is if there's food in there.
If there's food there.
It must be a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Not all restaurants are food. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not every food is a restaurant.
Yes,
every restaurant is a food.
Every restaurant is a food.
Yeah. But not every food is a restaurant.
But not every food is a restaurant.
Sometimes food is grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay.
A farm.
Yes.
Is not a restaurant.
No.
Because of food, yeah.
But it is food.
Is there. Yeah.
Food's
but
there.
But
food.
It is food.
But it's for a horse or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about like 7-Eleven?
Or a bodega? Oh, wow. Okay. That's a restaurant.
Okay.
Not every food is a restaurant. Every restaurant is food.
It's food.
So it's interesting, you know, and you can sort of use that rule and apply it.
But now we have to get to a chart because I know you're going to
lose my mind if I don't. That's the only way I can grasp.
And you're looking very itchy.
You are
going to
go dumb, go stupid.
Yeah.
If we don't get into a chart right now.
Go dumb, dumb.
Yeah. And the chart we are going to do is.
Tell me when to go.
Five.
Tell me when to go.
The main five CISO shows that don't want to be on their show and haven't.
Stupid.
Invited us.
Go dumb. Dumb.
But doesn't it? Okay, before.
Wait, we have to do the theme song. Because you guys all have these themes.
Yeah. So do your theme. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Pardon.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Cody, you got the theme song queued up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can you buy me some time? I just need you to front porch this a little.
Okay, so a theme song. What goes into creating a theme song and choosing the right theme for your masterwork, your chart? For me, I always work according to the same simple rubric. Does it rock? Does it kick butt? And can I dance to it? And if the answer to all those three questions is no, well, you got yourself a chart song. Play that jam.
In the beginning, there were some funny shows.
But in the end, there was only one. Or something. CISO. See so much comedy that your eyes pop out of your head.
But so few Sean's
and Hayes's.
Begin the chart.
Starting now.
Really long theme song.
And that part before where me and Hayes talked over each other is part of the song. That's what gets you ready for the chart, because we're going to do that sometimes during the chart, too.
five shows.
Five cowards.
All in the end will fall.
All that will be left standing is Spontanea Nation on the friggin' moon.
One by one, Sean and Hayes will defeat the shows.
Like chopping the head off a dragon, we'll chop the internet wire from the CISO office.
We will destroy their equipment.
This is a theme song?
And we will do a better, funnier show with Paula Tompkins.
Braveness.
Wait, so you're just going to take over my show?
We will take over Kulop Show.
This is not a theme song. You guys are just coming up with this.
And then she will be like, why am I not on your show? And I'll be like, oh, I checked your avail.
I did!
I'll go, your name's on a whiteboard that no one can confirm because whiteboards are erasable.
But you can't erase us killing everyone on your show.
And if the police hear this and someone on the show does get hurt, we're just doing
it's just a
joke.
Song.
It's a theme song.
This theme song is the whiteboard of theme songs.
Yeah, and Kulop's in the theme song.
Now I'm in.
Yeah, now she likes it.
So, I guess.
Okay, hold on. Understand that Spontanea Nation is not on CISO, okay? And if we're going by that.
Not yet.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not, well.
Doesn't okay, it seem so like the kind of thing that could do really well there?
We reward the people that are good to us.
You were on my podcast this week.
Oh, I wanted to mention. That's so nice that you had Hayes
Kulop,
on the podcast.
Why, Kulop? This is not.
Seems like it all got scheduled and everything.
The worst thing that you could say. This what a way.
That's really great to have Hayes back on. That's good. I know he had been on before.
Yeah, so have
and
you.
And a second time now. Well, as he's been on.
One plus in two.
Email. Did you check my avail for that podcast?
Now,
or?
As I don't schedule our show.
Okay, little peek behind the curtain. What's going on backstage?
And now I'm feeling good.
I mean, obviously, I would
because
have chosen you.
Here
first.
I am thinking, oh, like, at least I have one fan. At least I'm good enough to be on the podcast, if not the main show.
Okay,
but look, who says you're even on the list? Who says you're even on this chart?
Yeah. It's true.
I'm almost
we haven't
that
even
I'm
gotten
only,
to number five.
Only in this chart. And I wanna make another point is that you guys are constantly writing on high profile shows, and that's what makes you unavail.
Look,
if you wanna I don't want to.
You're
talk about
always
this.
In a high profile show. You're always on a high profile show.
It's an Oprah impression.
I love Brad!
Look. We have to do this chart.
Wait, let me just do a timeline real quick. When did you wrap filming on the film?
December 15th.
Okay. And I haven't worked since November. Not one single day.
A lot of lines out there, though. I mean, it's not like you are not.
Oh, I was looking.
Yes.
I was definitely looking to do just about anything.
Your body language towards me has changed so drastically. It's alarming.
There's like a big, just a big extended fist out towards you. That's
yeah,
not,
and it's like, it's.
Hey, that's I'm not doing anything. If you yes, happen to run
he's,
in, if
he's
you
not
roll
touching
into it.
You. He's,
no,
he's not,
I wasn't saying that.
He's not punching you.
No, I wasn't saying that it was aggressive. It's very still.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's noticeable, and you still haven't put it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to do this chart.
Yeah, we have to do a chart. Because
and again, we're not
tune
even
in for the chart. You know better than anyone.
And the idea that you're on the chart
is
almost selfish.
Certain.
No, it's not necessary. We haven't even looked at the chart yet.
No, I don't know what's on this chart.
Well, who does?
So do we want to? So there's five items on the chart. Do we want to play the theme song for the number five?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Obviously, there's a different song that plays, not the opening theme song.
No, it's a different song.
Yeah, this one's on. Yeah, this one's just for.
Okay, cool.
This one's just for number five. Cody, can we get that one, please?
What did you need again?
We need a theme song.
The theme song for the number five.
I closed it. Is this it?
Yes. Number five. Is it the worst show that didn't have us on, or the best one?
No, no.
It doesn't. What is the order that these are in?
Yes. Should we have decided already, or should we even ever say? It's the fifth one, but we're doing it first because the chart goes down in numbers.
Yes. And ultimately, it doesn't matter because they will all be extinct.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you going to kill the show, you're going to kill the actors involved so that the creators and showrunners have only themselves to blame?
If they give themselves up and kill themselves.
Yeah.
If then we the showrunners or creators
fair.
Kill themselves,
they
then everyone else
then
can survive.
Say they can protect their families.
Open offer.
The family that they found, not the family.
If they're brave enough to kill themselves, even if they're scared to do it, that will protect their families. That's the only way I can guarantee that their family stays safe.
Not their first family, the family that they created within the project, not their, like, kids and stuff or their husbands, right?
We don't know who's who.
Whatever. This is a very, very important...
I don't know that freaks have families.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole freaking network's a freak parade.
Do your chart.
Number five, the UCB show.
This is their theme song, right?
No, the actual like discussion part of the chart
has its own theme.
Has a theme, yes.
Has a theme.
So this is a show.
This is a very sonic show.
That have many people on it because it's all different stuff from the theater and from other walks of life.
Yes, and the idea is that the show can be listening to this music as they're running away.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the...
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
That's part of the fun.
Because they don't see you at first. They hear the song first.
Yeah, can't you see just somebody ducking behind a tree, you know?
Yeah.
Like a Hal Rudnick or something, like ducking behind a tree and peek out around the corner to this song.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
UCB show.
Yeah, I guess the UCB show should be called the You Don't See Me show because I ain't on that show.
Number four. Cody.
Signature Flemish.
Here.
This is very good.
Number four.
Four on the floor and take it out the door. You know how we do it. After we're done with five, it's right on down the chart. Keep the tires rolling and the the gas stolen and siphon your gas.
We're stealing your gas. And that's the blood of the people in the show.
Oh, yes.
His blood is people gas.
My gas is red.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. And the show that...
Yeah, and so do you want to take a guess at what number four is?
Because you don't know any other CISO shows.
Come on, get out of here. What are you talking about?
Yay!
You want to take a quick guess?
Yay! Okay. What do we got? Take My Wife.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Yes, it's Take My Wife.
Is it Take My Wife? Whoa!
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, where would you fit in that world?
They're backstage, they're about to go out and do a show, and then I'm back there, and I'm like, you want any water or anything?
Yeah. Or I could play someone who, doesn't get it. you know, who is like not nice to them or something.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I would be very believable with somebody who's like, you have a wife?
Yes. Right?
But you're a wife.
They need someone to be doing that.
Isn't that just sort of the world that is doing that? You know what I mean? And maybe in their own show they didn't want to do, they don't want to have that?
They don't talk about that?
Yeah. You are such an agent of chaos.
Look,
my goodness.
I will be a bad guy on this show. I will get beat up on these shows.
I'm fully willing to be a nasty man villain.
Yes.
You know, the freak catcher.
And then, wait, hold on. This is, I'm concerned for you in this direction that you're going to, I feel you're going to plow right through. But just maybe, no, with the freak, with this show, my show's okay, but maybe.
Cool up.
I have concern.
Cool up.
Okay, all of our hands are up, thankfully.
Wow. It's not even something I would have even thought about.
I wasn't referring to this show with that.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, well.
Wow.
Some might think that, Sean, I'm just saying.
Here's my thing.
I'm not just saying it.
I'd like to be able to.
Are you telling me I was not just saying that?
No.
Whatever my character is. Cool up. Whatever my character is.
Yeah.
I think he should be running through every show. I think he should appear on every show, okay. And then they should know me from the other show.
Yeah.
When I pop up on the UCB show.
That's a big idea, and that you thought that I knew that, I don't think that's fair.
I'm going to play a different character on every show on the network.
Okay.
And when the show's not on, I sit on the space bar.
Have you ever heard of cross promotion?
I get to be on the space bar.
Yes, I have heard.
Okay. Well,
but are you talking on the keyboard? Or
yes.
Is there
He sits on the space bar, and then when he gets off the space bar, you launch in outer space, you land on the moon because your show's doing well now.
I understand. I'm sorry. I do want to clear. I understand the confusion.
Yes.
That's not the space bar I was
talking about.
That's not CISO doesn't have
the Star Wars Cantina.
That movie.
Okay.
The Star Wars Cantina.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I understand.
You know it's called the Star Wars Cantina. The
Salacious Crumb.
Right. And he's not
there
in there, but imagine
no,
if he were.
Get in there.
Imagine if he were.
Please, the elephant horn. So,
could you just put your fist down? I mean, it looks like the blood is draining.
It does look like you're getting
it's
tired.
Isometric contraction. It's the only way for me to keep my arm healthy. Now, imagine I pop up on the UCB show. Okay. You're loving what I'm doing.
Of course. One
of the characters turns and goes like, hey, I know you. You're the guy from Bajillion. Now, the viewer is going to go, this guy's on Bajillion? Now, he clicks out of the UCB show, you know, having laughed his freaking butt off, some of that stuff. Then he goes over. He goes like, Bajillion, I never had heard of this before.
Oh.
And he dives in there, and he's looking around for me. Then I pop up in there. I'm on Bajillion. They go like, hey, aren't you the same guy from Take My Wife? Zing, zazoom, gabong, gabloom. Everybody's on the moon now. We're working together. We all help each other.
Synergy.
Yes. Mm. And if you could see what the cool wife just did with her hands.
Yes.
She interlocked her fingers in this cool way.
Mm-hmm. It was like she was raving. She did rave motion.
Yes.
Like she was handling an orb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She had an invisible orb of energy that she was moving around, and it was like going past my face, and it was cool.
The synergy.
Yeah, and she just blew a Vicks VapoRub like sort of tube into my face. And it feels amazing.
And what I say, the wifeys are watching you on their show, and I don't know if that's what they're fans.
I mean, I think that's a big.
What are they?
The wifeys?
I don't know if they're called the wifeys.
What are they?
I don't know. I'm just saying that you said it very strong, like that was known that the fans would Take My Wife were called wifeys.
Look, if I were you, I would be supportive of other shows and try to at least figure out what their fans call themselves. Since we are, again, trying to help each other, trying to change the culture of this network.
Hold on, I thought you said that your goal was to kill everybody.
What better way to
stay alive?
And to unite the culture of these shows, if you watch the show Heroes, that there was... something about how that's what they were trying to do all along, is they created the bad guy.
And yes, and maybe how everybody even met on all these shows is like they were like hanging out with me and Hayes.
Right.
And we were mean guys. You know?
You guys aren't like heroes. You guys aren't like...
We don't... we will
that's
do
not
whatever
gonna sell.
You want on this show. If it's if it's that people aren't having us on because they think we have to be the heroes, no. We will be stupid.
I'm willing to be cast against type.
Yes.
I'm willing to be cast against type because I know you look at me, you go, this guy's a hero.
Yes.
This guy's a hero. He's great. Everybody's going to like him on the show. What if there was something insidious about me where I almost seem like kind of a smarmy piece of shit, you know? Oh. And then it would be a surprise because I show up on screen and they go like, wow, I really like this guy. Mm-hmm. I just naturally get a warm vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then some of what I'm saying and doing make people don't like my personality. And then you go like, hey, get out of here. Would you get over to that UCB show already? And then the person watching goes like, well, I got to see if they beat him up on that. And they click over.
And they should click on you. Like, you should be the hyperlink.
There's a little icon of my face, that you can click to go check out Take My Wife, UCB show, Gajillion, anything else on the chart.
Yeah, and then when you put the cursor on your face, it's actually not the cursor, it's actually like a little fist.
Mm-hmm, yeah, cursor. Walk me through this.
The cursor. The cursor, like the arrow when you click.
Like Andrew Dice Clay?
Number three. You go, digga. But she ain't messing with no broke. The shows, we will steal their money as well.
Yes.
Oh, all the money that you get from CISA.
We're taking it.
All these
And when
rich
you do
deals.
Combine the money from all the shows, it must be something.
Your salary and your network comedies, you two.
We're taking it.
I haven't worked since November.
All right.
And we're spending it. Spending it on more weapons.
All right. Well, I wonder what CISO show you guys are going to call out next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious as well.
Number three, Saturday Night Live.
No, only originals.
It is on there.
Only originals.
Kula, I suggest you watch your own network.
Please, Kula.
It's on there all the time.
There's a new show on CISO called Saturday Night Live, and some of the stuff they're doing is incendiary.
And this is the part of the show where we discuss Saturday Night Live.
The freaks on this thing. People dress as bees. I mean, it's...
Period?
What's it? That's what I've seen.
Thing.
A land shark? That's pretty scary, but I'm doing it anyway.
Brave. But that's brave.
The definition of bravery.
Number two.
What? That's it? That's all you guys have to say about?
Oh, no. Okay, say your thing.
No, I just thought, since you're going... That's, by the way, a lot of people to kill. Do you have time? Okay, think about that. Is this the best use of your time?
Number two. Show number two. Unfortunately, we already defeated this show. It's not that I can't think of any more CISO originals. Other than Bajillion, which is going to be number one.
Oh, I think you're thinking of The Lovemakers that was canceled. Right?
Yes, we defeated The Lovemakers.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Ethan and Ethan
they already got beat.
Dave, yeah.
Yes, and we liked those guys.
Yeah, and we didn't want to have to kill them, so we just were like, get your show off before it gets really dangerous
for
you.
Well, that's what happened. So they actually weren't canceled. You just killed them.
And we smashed the computer.
Yeah.
The computer that holds all of the CISO shows.
Well, just that one.
Oh, just that specific MacBook.
Just the one. There was the one computer with the Lovemakers.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We smashed it and we poured juice on it.
And we were the
that is excessive. It was already busted.
Red juice
computer breakers. We were.
Is it blood?
No. In this case, it is just red juice. But a lot of people have made that connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a. It's not like a specific fruit. It's just the color.
So we don't have to do number two because we did already defeat them.
Well, and okay. Then, I guess that's it then. We've done our show. We've done the full
It looks
thing.
Like we got
number
it.
One.
Looks like number one is coming up right now.
Number one. Bajillion dollar properties.
You said that. Okay.
But the surprise is we will let this show live and we will agree to do the show.
Let's
That's right. A sneak preview. What an amazing announcement. It turns out that season
5 or something
of Bajillion,
yeah, five.
Season 5 of the hit show Bajillion Dollar Properties is going to feature huge guest appearances from your favorite sweeties, the Freak Catchers.
Hey, do they have to be? Do your characters have to be Freak Catchers? Can't I?
What would we be doing?
Who else is gonna catch them? You're doing a pretty bad job.
Yeah, you seem to be letting them loose.
They're running amok.
What if you were to just join the tribe and be a freak like the rest
freaks?
Of us? Yes. What about that?
A freak like me needs company.
Mm-hmm.
Or a freak like me, Adina Howard.
Coney, can you tell me what album that last song was off of?
That was Live, Beauty of Grey.
But what was the album for it?
It's MTV Unplugged.
Ah, oh,
I know.
Not what I was thinking.
But back to... I'm just saying.
Oh, the show?
We said we'll do it.
What a big announcement.
But,
Holy shit, your numbers. Welcome to the moon. Here's your oxygen mask.
What a swing. What a swing from being destroyed.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I should be grateful.
And now, instead of being destroyed,
from nobody being safe again.
You get sent to the moon. Suddenly,
okay, guys, I just want to make the point is that I'm a huge fan of both of you. I want you on my show. And so...
Well, you don't get to say... We're the ones who are saying we will be on it. Now you don't get to be like... Now you can be on the show.
Now that we had so much power
we are going to be
because
on
you,
it.
Because you made a chart?
We rule through...
Yes.
Through charts?
Fear.
It's on the chart.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying your charts are fake?
No,
wait a minute.
Real
you did
charts.
Fake charts?
No, they're real charts.
If I find out...
Oh, God.
That the charts on Who Charted are fake.
Sean, you're so... emotional, and it's a lot to take, okay? As a guest, Hayes, I'm sorry, please shut up. It's a lot to take sitting so close to you. This, like, this ebb and flow of just anger and ecstasy and sadness and delight, okay? I have to speak my truth right now. I'm sorry.
And just when, I have had this problem too. Just when you're, like, enjoying the ecstasy, it does... transition into sadness because the highs are so high,
mm-hmm.
and that's what makes the lows all the lower.
I miss the euphoria.
And by the way, I like this. I'm not complaining about this. I like it.
That's part of what makes me as an artist.
Right.
You know, not fist, normal.
And like you can see it in the fist because sometimes it is a fist that's about to punch you, but then it is turning into a finger that is beckoning you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a middle finger, Hayes. You can't.
But it is.
But it's being like, come
it
here.
Is, it is a come hither middle
yes.
finger.
It's being like, get over here. Yeah. artists were almost a different species than other people. I mean, Pete Holmes talks about this a little bit. But, you know, those highs and lows, you have to embrace that, right? Because that's part of what makes me so creative. I mean, my output's insane, you know, the amount of things that I've done that you can point to.
I mean, you do have a lot of content.
Yeah, there's so much. Just trying to think of an example in this podcast. Snapple Cap Facts.
There's a video called Snapple Cap Facts.
It's a YouTube video.
Wasn't the main guy in it?
No.
But he's very visible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm the third main guy.
Mm. Do you, at that point, say main guy? Just maybe it's...
One of the main guys.
You know, because you don't say, like, the fourth lead guitar, you say.
He's one of the main guys.
Perhaps, like, a session guitarist at that point.
But you do say the fourth lead.
And honestly, I suggest you watch the video before you start mouthing off about it.
You know, Hayes... Yeah. You have come at me
honestly,
strong, okay? It's like you want me to be, you want to be that.
Cool up.
You
put
want
him
me to
down.
Be lamb
cool
chop,
cool
right?
Up.
And
put
you want to shove your hand up me and like operate me like a fluffy little lamb,
first
but I'm
of all,
saying no.
First of all, they were friends. Lamb Chop and Cherry Lewis were friends. And second of all, okay, so you'd like me to just let you mouth off on the different shows and just let people at home.
Wait,
when you haven't seen it.
Yes.
Mouth out about different shows?
Yes, talking about all these CISO shows that you haven't seen.
First,
you
called all the wifey
freaks. You don't even know about the wifey.
Okay, I am being gaslit. gas lit right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and your gas is your blood.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And we will set the blood on we will set people's blood on fire.
Am I being transfused?
Gosh, it's going to be so hard to edit that part where I couldn't think of a word that rhymed with rolling because the music won't match.
It's going to be a hard cut in the music.
But yeah. Worth it to save a little bit of faith.
Will you save this part?
When I'm talking about it?
Yeah, right now. Will this remain?
Are we recording?
When can we watch ourselves?
Yes, when am I going to see me?
When season five happens, obviously.
Okay, when is that?
I don't know. They haven't picked it up yet. I have to finish season four.
But you're a smash hit.
Well, I mean,
okay,
you only knew three shows, and one of them I had to help you with.
You're the whole network.
When is season four?
Season three is June 1st. Season four is in 2018 in February.
Busy.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
not
don't
a veil.
Say
so you're giving me your avail.
Hayes' avail is not good.
I have
there.
To be busy that time.
But you guys
time.
Are a duo, right? Like, that's, I can't have one or the other, right?
Oh, What do I say?
I mean, you're like the twins in baskets. You
I mean,
work together.
I think we found out. Hmm. When you did Who Charted last week, that's not necessarily true because you had just Hayes. So it seems like you can have one without the other, but you don't want the other one without the other.
I mean, that's your words
mm-hmm.
said in this time and in this space.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like the microphone's my beard?
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.